Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Hot, Healthy, Never Hungry. I have a really fun Real Talk with Lauren episode, which if you guys don't know, this is when you guys, all you ladies that listen to the show, submit your questions and I give you advice and answer them. And so we have a really fun question from Julie. And when I say fun, I mean like it's going to be fun to talk about, but I know it's not fun that you're struggling with it. Don't get me wrong, guys. But I actually really was pumped to sit down on the mic and talk about this question with you guys because candidly, what Julie is describing in her message is something that I have personally struggled with and will struggle with till this day. I do struggle with it if I don't do the things that I'm about to describe to you in today's episode. So without further ado, let's hear it from Julie, what she wants advice on.
Hey, Lauren. Just wanted to say I love your podcast and learning so much from you. I'm almost 48 years old. How do I get over the 3 o'clock stump? I feel like I do so well all morning. I track my food. And then 3 o'clock hits, the kids get home from class or school, and all I want to do is eat anything in sight. Any advice you can give would be helpful. Thanks again so much, and best of luck with the rest of your pregnancy.
So diving into Julie's question, why I personally relate to Julie's struggle with starting your day with such great intention, trying to eat healthy, trying to make the best choices, trying to not like overdo your diet. And then you get home, and then when you get home, or maybe your just workday ends and you work from home like myself right now, you find yourself wanting to raid every nook and cranny of your pantry, of your fridge, of your freezer. One snack turns into two, turns into three, four, five, and you find yourself, gosh, if you're tracking your calories, you see how much over your calorie budget you might be, especially if you're trying to lose weight, which is, you know, tremendously difficult and is a really hard pill to swallow. Or then you find yourself so full from all of these snacks because you literally were so damn hungry eating everything in sight that you don't have a great appetite for dinner. So you just literally ate everything and then some after work, which is totally throwing off your schedule. And we know both when it comes to weight loss and weight maintenance, how this can hold us back. When it comes to weight loss, if you're finding yourself with an uncontrollable appetite, chances are you're going to have a really hard time hitting your calorie budget, which is eating less than what you burn. If you are trying to maintain your weight, this is also one of those habits that can lead to weight gain because this can cause you to actually overeat and not eat enough of the nourishing foods we need. We want to manage our appetite. Plus, just a side note, no one wants to be hungry. At the end of the day, when I'm super snacky, it's not like I'm sad about overeating or indulging because of the foods that I'm choosing. It's not even just that. It's that you feel like out of control, right? And this can lead into an overeating problem, which I know it has for me in the past, especially when I was trying to lose weight, coming home from my clinical nutrition job, when I was working part-time, doing tube feeds as I was trying to grow TSN. Like this was that situation that unfolded for me if I didn't plan properly and accordingly. So anyway, Julie, I just want to say I personally relate to your question, but okay, let's dive into what is going on and what you can do about it. So there are really three main things I wanted to address here. Number one is if you find yourself very snacky after work and all you want to do is eat everything in sight, chances are, yes, we're going to talk about specific things in your diet that might need to change or in your routines or in your execution. But overall, what has to first be in alignment, though, is your total calories. Now, calories describe the amount of food you're eating and the caloric content we get from it. So it isn't just about the volume of food. It's actually about how many calories are you actually consuming, sort of like gasoline in a car kind of analogy there. And I bring this up because when you are trying to get to the root of why you're overeating, one of the biggest things that can hold women back, especially if you're one of those like, I do so well in the morning type of girlies, what can really happen is because you're trying to do quote unquote so well in the morning, what that really means is you're maybe under consuming calories in the morning, leading you to be already in a pretty big deficit by the end of the day or like the 3 p.m. time of the day when all you want to do is eat everything in sight. And maybe this isn't one specific day, but it compiles over days where you could be like good for a few days and like really try to have that willpower come that 3 p.m. afternoon. I'm home from work. I want to eat everything in sight, but like you restrict yourself and you have that motivation to like say no to food. But then you reach this point where it's like, oh, like I just can't, like fuck it. You know, that F it mindset kicks in and you just want to eat everything in sight. And a lot of the reason this happens is because your total calorie consumption throughout the day is so far below where it needs to be. And it's tough because, you know, for Julie, whether your goal is weight loss or weight maintenance, this actually really holds true. If your goal is weight loss, and for anyone out there that this is your goal and something that you struggle with, you want to actually ensure you're eating enough calories overall, or else you're always going to find yourself having these moments where you do want to eat everything in sight, because you're going to have a really difficult time managing your blood sugar and managing your appetite because you're so far below your body's energy needs. But even when it comes to maintenance, this is tremendously important, because if you are trying to maintain your weight, but dieting, maybe if you've dieted the wrong ways in the past, or you've done fads, or there's still a relationship to food component you need to work on, what can happen is you are trying to be so good earlier in the day because you associate being good with not having a lot of food. You associate being good with some of these like very low calorie, small portion size meals. So then you're entering this end of day, not having enough calories, not having enough fuel in the tank. So nothing's going to save you. So that's why making sure your calorie budget is set up right in the first place, if you're tracking your calories, of course, is really crucial. Now, different things impact your calorie budget. And what I mean by this is maybe this isn't a calories problem for you. Maybe it's a food quality problem, what you're eating, which we're going to get to in a moment here. But making sure your calories are actually set up right are important. Plus, if you are in maintenance and say you're not tracking your calories like myself, that's where kind of having knowledge on nutrition is really, really important before we just kind of like take off the training wheels. Because I don't expect you to track your calories forever, but more of the story, if you're just not eating enough calories overall, you're going to be hungry and it's really going to exacerbate wanting to eat every freaking thing in sight. Going alongside this, though, the second point that relates to this, but is somewhat slightly different, is yes, eating enough total calories is really important, ensuring whether it's weight loss or maintenance, your calories are appropriately set up and you understand your body's fuel needs and nutritional needs. But in particular, if you're not eating enough earlier in the day, which relates to this whole like total calorie conversation. But honestly, to put an even bigger spotlight on this, if you don't eat enough earlier in the day, especially in the morning time, I see this as a really big trigger to later day overeating, especially if it's like a rhythm and routine that you're in. Because what happens is you're under consuming earlier in the day and you are, say, hitting your total daily calories. But what's happening is you're eating everything in sight, and most of the majority of your calories are coming from lunch or after or noon or after. So when you are having more of your calories towards the end of the day, it makes sense you're perpetuating the cycle of not eating enough earlier in the day. So it's causing you to allocate more of your calories towards that afternoon snack when you literally just can't stop eating and you can't control yourself. So one of the best solutions to improve your diet, but also help you hit your calories depending on what your goals are. And when I say hit calories, I mean like hit your nutritional needs, is actually just making sure you're eating enough earlier in the day. And it's going to help you not only manage your appetite, but feel more in control around food. So with eating more earlier in the day, I also want to give a specific shout out to having enough protein at breakfast, because this is a big struggle I see for many women, where it's not even that you're not eating enough, you're not eating the right types of foods that really help with getting full. And we find, particularly with protein, that's why we have this rec for 20 to 30 grams per meal, regardless of who you are, regardless of where you're at, it's a really great benchmark to start at when it comes to, you know, looking at most women's nutritional needs. But yeah, having around 20 to 30 grams of protein at breakfast is a beautiful way to help you get full and help from the get-go at the beginning of the day, manage your appetite, manage your blood sugar. So what I suggest, Julie, and really anyone who struggles with this, is really take a peek at what you're having earlier in the day. And also don't be afraid to have a breakfast that is more filling. You know, for some women, maybe protein isn't the problem and you're eating 20 grams of protein, but you're not having any sort of carb source. I can even think of an example more recently with one of our coaching clients, where she has lost over 10 pounds. She has been such a rhythm. She was going through a little bit difficult of an emotional time. She actually reverted to some of her old eating habits. And on a coaching call with Kendall that she had, Kendall was able to point out that, okay, you know, we actually see a drastic change in your breakfast, which I think is causing some of the struggle with like craving carbs later in the day and wanting to overeat them and eventually overeating them. And what was happening is she was having, say, 2 or 3 eggs for breakfast, but there was no starch component with it. So there was no quote unquote saving her in that situation. She was hungry because she wasn't eating enough calories earlier in the day. And yes, she was eating protein, but she actually wasn't eating enough of calories at like breakfast to really round things out. what I can give you guys as an example for like a high protein, really awesome breakfast meal that I am really obsessed with is Protmeal. Yes, protein oatmeal. I just combined those words together. We have a ton of recipes in the 30, 30, and 30 challenge, which is the new 30-day fat loss challenge we have. If you guys are like looking for some newer ideas that really help with fullness and appetite management, I'll put the link below in the show notes for you guys if you're interested. But basically what I did for this recipe that's very much inspired by a lot of the recipes inside of there, like very simple, is I use quick oats, I use a scoop of protein powder, and I use protein powder that has 25 grams of protein. So boom, we're already getting 25 grams there. I use unsweetened vanilla almond milk. I use raspberries. You could choose whatever fruit you like. And for nut butter, I personally like peanut butter and raspberries as a combo. So that's what I do. You can even use frozen raspberries instead of fresh. I literally have fresh in my fridge, but for some reason, mixing it into oatmeal, I kind of like the frozen for the texture, like how it melts and, you know, just how it all feels and like the mouthfeel. But anyway, moral of the story, Julie and everyone out there listening to this, eat enough calories overall, eat enough earlier in the day, especially breakfast, prioritizing protein, and bonus points for carbs that pack fiber too, just like the breakfast I described. And the final piece of what can help you get over that afternoon slump and prevent this eating everything in sight moment that happens after work and a long day, I actually, you know, it's not rocket science, it's not revolutionary, but it really freaking helps. And it's something that I do, is incorporating a planned afternoon snack. So there's two things that you can do here. Number one, we can have you eat something if you're like not a remote worker and you are like going to the office or you're running errands or you're with your kiddos or whatever's going on. If you actually have something with you, I know it sounds so simple, but so few women don't do it. When you plan a planned afternoon snack, you are actually going to prevent yourself from your blood sugar getting lower. You are actually going to have it incorporated, because sometimes, you know, not that this is the case for Julie and yourself if you're listening to this, but I do find sometimes women are afraid to snack because it's like opening up the door towards more eating. But also, if you are not eating for so many hours at a time, say like 6 or 5 hours are between lunch and, you know, your next meal, if you had something to hold you over, I know for me, that is my saving grace. That's why I'm a snack girly. So yes, I do think, especially with weight loss, sometimes snacks can do you dirty. But if you are actually having a planned snack, it can take out some of the guilt and shame, but also make just sticking to your calories and also just preventing this overeating a hell of a lot easier. Another thing to consider with incorporating a planned afternoon snack is, say you're not having a snack on the way home from work to hold you over, especially if you have a long commute, of course, but you could even have something planned when you get home. Because I think the issue with this eat everything in sight piece is usually what happens for a lot of women is, I think what I personally see, at least, is I see a lot of women not have meal timings nailed down, not have like a rough meal schedule that of course is flexible. And so every meal you're kind of winging it. But when you're winging it and then the end of day hits, you're starving, right? You're starved, especially when you're finally trying to relax after work. So that's why I'm really a big fan of, I don't want you to be obsessive about planning, but having a rough idea of what you're eating and when you're eating is one of the most simple yet most highly effective things that is really going to help you. And if you're doing that right now and you are still very hungry, that means, okay, are we eating enough earlier in the day? Are we under consuming at a certain meal? Is there something that we need to do? Has our exercise changed? Gosh, I've worked with so many women where I feel like this afternoon snack thing becomes a problem only when they start implementing exercise, which is just an indication that their body's energy needs have changed. It's not that the exercise is bad. It's that they actually just need to eat more because they're in too big of a deficit now, or their meals aren't as satisfying, or they require more carbs, or this or that. So more of the story to help you get over the afternoon slump and prevent this overeating: eat enough calories overall, eat earlier in the day, shout out to protein at breakfast. And I want you to really consider incorporating a planned afternoon snack, whether it is on the way home, in your car, from work, or actually you thinking about, okay, what do I want when I get home? But I also can't help to add in, these strategies are so awesome, but checking in with what actually is going to make you get full is really important. There are times where I have overate. I share that with you to literally ensure that you know this is a normal struggle, but it's really what you do with that information and knowing, okay, yes, that happened, but what am I going to do about it now? Because when you are overeating, oftentimes it is a reflection of either something you're missing in your diet or something that needs to be addressed in your diet and approach to nutrition. So I hope this helps you out. If you have a question like Julie and you want to get advice from me, head to the show notes below so you can submit your question to be on the show and potentially be featured. These are so fun for me to do. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will see you guys next time. Hey, girlfriend, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you'd like to learn more about eating right for fat loss and never gaining weight back, I'll be continuing this party on Instagram, where you can find me at sorority.nutritionist, posting inspiration every single day. Also, if you're wondering where to get started on your journey, be sure to head to thesororitynutritionist.com/quiz to take my free quiz that will tell you why you aren't losing weight and what you can begin to do about it so you can see progress faster. You can also find any other links and resources mentioned in the show at thesororitynutritionist.com under free resources. I hope you have such a beautiful day, and I will see you next time, girlfriend.